Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in a study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that the churches that have gone contemporary hate the preaching of the word because it shines a light on what they are doing that's wrong. So let's start at that point today. The greatness of the glory that's going to be revealed in us, in heaven, will so far outweigh that it'll make that pain, as great as it is and seems to us, seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory. What is that glory like? Wow. Something. Must be something. Wow. So don't be surprised if the world hates you, as Cain hated Abel. Don't be surprised. That's the way the world is. What did Abel do to him that was so bad? What did Abel do that was so bad to Cain? Nothing. Cain hated the light. Therefore, he hated anybody associated with the light. We're not to abandon the light or turn it down because it offends people. Now, some of you, when you're hearing this, realize Halloween, maybe in your area, is not that far away. I'm not too sure when this is, probably June when this is heard. But nonetheless, when October hits, they're so down on the word church. I mean, churches, changing their names from Bible, from Baptist, from Word, using words such as faith, grace. That take it because those are offending, and that just challenges people in ways that's not good. Well, yeah, it affects their darkness. Why don't you put those words up? If you want to have the most scary lawn in town on Halloween night, just put up the words faith, Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, and just start putting those things up. Probably scare people to death, cause people to have heart attacks the way these churches are acting and changing their name. Trying to give themselves smooth names and speaking smooth things. Prophesying deceit. Oh, what a shame that is. And again, John 3:19-21. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither comes to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. Why do you see these preachers and churches that were used to be fundamental go to the other side, all of a sudden become contemporary, and their venom and things are spoken against we who still preach the word and have godly music and have standard? Why do they attack in every way possible? Because as we preach the word, we're preaching light, and it reveals their work, and they hate it. They hate it as much as Cain hated Abel, as much as Satan hates God. But verse 21 says that he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God. And listen, a righteous person wants the light on him, so that if he sees there is sin, if God's light shows him sin in his life, he wants to forsake it. Again, when you look at 1 John 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is what? It is not in him, we're told. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Do you believe that? Do you believe what God is saying there? Or do you want to try to explain it away? so you can walk in sin and do those things which really please the flesh. So what's it going to be? What's it going to be? Are you going to continue to fulfill the lust of the flesh? Is that the desire? And lose your reward? Is that the desire? Oh, my friend, we're to fight the good fight of faith. Keep the faith. Stay the course for Christ. And if you will, you'll receive the reward, the crown that are laid up. Do not be surprised if the world hates you. We see that Abel walks in light. The world walks in sin, dark. Pride, so loved by a man, seems to go right along there with 1 John 2:16, talking about the pride of life. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. And so righteousness rebukes their life like a kid that comes home after he's been out with friends. He's been laughing and thinking he's having a good time, and then he comes in the door and he has an attitude. Oh, bad attitude. Snotty. And yet, the parents haven't said a thing to him. Why, then, is he so angry? Why is he like that? Because their life is rebuked simply by their standards and presence of righteousness. People get angry when they say there's only one way to heaven. But that's God's word. Their darkness does not allow light. Therefore, it doesn't allow the rule of light of the Holy One of God to shine on them. Instead, it perverts everything that's of God. Now, if you'll let the light of Christ shine in your heart, you'll love the lost and seek to win them to Christ. You'll pray for the lost. You'll pray for the carnal. You'll pray for the enemies of God that they might get right with God. You'll realize you'll be attacked. And as Abel, you might have suffered. Jesus suffered. Paul, the apostles, they suffered. To live godly in Christ Jesus in these last days, the question comes is, are you for sale? Especially if you're a preacher out there. Have you turned from the standard? Are you for sale? Again, I think the reason we've had so many young people, so many preachers go in another direction, they were not truly converted to the faith, only to a popular movement that the popularity died out, just like a song that everybody sings of the world, and then that song dies out and they get a new song. And a new song's just as worldly, but has a different sound to it and has different words to it, but it's still just as sinful. And in like manner, you've turned to these other things because you weren't converted. You weren't committed to Christ. You found another direction. You say, you know what? It's time for me to repent. It's time for me to get right with God. And preacher, I've got people I need to make things right with. There are people that I have wronged. There are people that I've said bad things about. There are people I've done bad things to. Pastor, people that treated me wrong, and I've held it as a grudge, of hate. I get mad. Anytime anybody says something good about them, just to see them, turns my stomach. My friend, begin praying for them. Ask God to put a love in your heart for them, not for their sin, not for their wrong, not for their evil, not for their ways, but pray that they might get right with God. Ask God to do what is necessary for them to get right. And don't quit. Stephen prayed as he was being stoned to death by his persecutor. And a man named Saul, who later becomes the Apostle Paul, found that as such a strong witness that he later gets saved and becomes a great servant of God. My friend, would you right now, right where you are, you're saved, you're a Christian, you know Christ is your personal Savior, would you right now pray, say, Lord, I have failed. There's sin in my life. I try to justify it with the word liberty. Lord, there's hate in my heart. There's anger in my heart. There's so many things in me against people that have wronged me. There's a root of bitterness in my heart. And ask the Lord, we ask you now to forgive, to cleanse of these sins, and help us to walk in the Spirit that new nature gave us, and no longer give in to the flesh. Rebuke the devil. Give victory. Give revival in our heart. May that revival affect our local church. May our local churches affect their community. And may there be, as a result, souls saved across our cities, our counties, our state, our land, our nation. Lord, this is my prayer. This is my desire. Help me in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, you may have worded your own prayer. Would you let us know? Would you write us to say, Pastor Andy, we have just listened to this part on 1 John chapter 3. As you've taken us from verses 9 through 13, we want to be right with God. We want to do right. And we are repenting. We're rededicating our life. And we're going to seek to bring our young people, our children, our grandchildren, our fellow believers in Christ. We're going to try to bring them back to a true conversion of commitment to Christ, to His Word. We're going to come back to sound doctrine. Be sound in the faith. And my friend, if that is you, would you write us and let us know? We do want to hear from you, and we do want to know that God is doing a special work in you. Well, if you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home, you can write us, you can call us, you can probably call this radio station to which you're listening and ask them, just say, you know what, I need to know how to be saved. They'll help you. But if you'd like our help, you can go to our website. The Plan of Salvation is there. I've got an audio as well as written. You can call us here. You can write us here. We want to bring you to Christ. Look in your yellow pages or on your internet for a church that is independent, fundamental, Baptist, that holds this old King James Bible. Give them a call and ask them, could you talk to someone about how to be saved? And oh, they will be happy to talk. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grow. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.